50 years ago today, Australia became one of only a few countries to join the exclusive Space Club when it launched its first satellite into orbit. The Weapons Research Establishment satellite, or RESAT, was launched from Woomera in South Australia on the 29th of November 1967. And that opportunity for Australia popped up entirely by chance, as Paul Culliver explains.
And it's lift off. There's a bright orange streak from the bottom of the Redstone missile and it's shooting straight up into the air. It looks a good launch. Very clean burn. Listen to that sound as it thunders through the sky. Australia's RESAT rocket.
A key moment in Australia's space history. The late Peter Pockley commentating the launch for the ABC. Peter Fitz was a 21-year-old apprentice working at the Weapons Research Establishment and witnessed the launch.
I saw things that were generally science fiction for most people, but they were considered just like parts of our normal life. One of the memories that I have is how quiet it was.
The US had been testing rockets at Woomera in outback South Australia in 1966, and that's what led to Australia's chance to launch its own satellite. Space historian Kerry Doherty.
They brought 10 of these Redstone rockets out to Australia and found actually they only needed 9 for the program, so there's one left. The Americans didn't want to take it back to the US because essentially it was an obsolete missile, just didn't want to spend the money to take it back. And so the offer was made to the Weapons Research Establishment, to Australia, you know, if you want to build a satellite, we'll let you have this rocket to launch that satellite.
The satellite transmitted scientific data for 5 days. It carried physics experiments on board that had been designed by the University of Adelaide. Alan Forbes designed the telemetry and the fail-safe self-destruct for the satellite's launch.
After a few minutes, there was an announcement, RESAT is in orbit. And I was more than a bit excited. And that night at the Woomera mess, I was one of the young fellows at the back who was wolf whistling and shouting while the minister and all sorts of VIPs were doing their best to be heard, congratulating us.
The RESAT satellite was in orbit for 43 days before crashing back to Earth and burning up somewhere between Ireland and Iceland. Australia's chief defence scientist, Dr. Alex Zelinsky, acknowledges the significance of the launch 50 years later.
Only two other nations had launched satellites. That was the US and USSR, and then us. So that's extraordinary when you think about it.
Australia's chief defence scientist, Dr. Alex Zelinsky, ending that report by Paul Culliver.